الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات؟ والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون. إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, we mentioned that the Yahud and Nasara would desire and seek a religion other than Islam, and they would make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would bring iman in some prophets and reject in others. And then we said that Islam came with the balance, and Islam said we bring iman in Allah, and we bring iman in all of the messengers without drawing any distinction between any of the messengers regarding iman. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever seeks, whoever desires any religion other than Islam, let him know, فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ, that religion will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and he in the hereafter will be from among the losers. Then Allah says, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide a nation who disbelieved after they had already once upon a time brought iman? So how can Allah guide them after they have brought iman? وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٍ, and they have also testified to the fact that the messenger, he is the true messenger. And وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ, clear signs came to them from the side of Allah. Allah does not guide the wrongdoing nation. Allah says for such people, their jaza, their reward is that upon them is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the curse of malaika, the curse of all people, and they will abide in this curse forever. Khalidina fiha, abiding in this la'na, in this curse forever, which actually refers to the azab of Jahannam. لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون. This azab will not be lightened from them, nor will they be granted any, nor will they be reprieved or they be granted any respite. Then Allah says, exempted from this decision of mine are the following people: those who have repented after they have made kufr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have made amends, they have rectified themselves, then indeed Allah again is most forgiving, He is most merciful. What had happened here was, or what the verse is referring to, it refers to a person who was a mu'min, he brought iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he became a murtad. Now with regards to that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive him, because Allah doesn't forgive shirk. Unless that person makes tawbah sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fixes his life, he makes amends, then Allah will forgive him, provided his tawbah is sincere and genuine. There was a person by the name of Al-Harith ibn Suwaid. He was from among the Ansar. He brought iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the riwayah, the report says, irtadda, he became a murtad. What happened after that was, nadima, he repented, he felt remorse for doing such a thing, and he was really upset with himself that how could he do such a thing. And then this verse was revealed that, listen, exempted from this decision of mine are those people who make tawbah. So if you make tawbah, then definitely Allah will then accept your Islam again. So a person from his tribe brought the message to him, brought this verse from the Quran to him, saying that, listen, O Harith, if you make tawbah, then again your Islam will be accepted. So when Harith heard this, he said, listen, O my brother, I know you to be a sadiq, a person who is truthful. And I know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even asdaqu minka, he is more truthful than you. And I know that Allah is asdaqu thalatha. They're from us, they're from you three. You, Muhammad, and Allah. Allah is the most truthful. And if Allah says that, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, that if I have to make tawbah and repent, and if I have to make islah, then Allah will accept my tawbah, then indeed I'm going to return to Islam. And he came back to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then he renewed his Islam. Nobody can question the integrity of the Sahabi. Nobody can question the position of the faith of the Sahabi now, because the reporter has said, وَحَسُنَ إِسْلَامُ, and the Sahabi reached the level of perfection in his iman. Then Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. But listen, these indeed, those people who disbelieve after their faith. So they were mu'mineen, now they disbelieved. But these people, they didn't return to Islam again. ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا, they increased in kufr. In other words, right till mort came to them. Allah says, for such people, لَن تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ, their tawbah will never be accepted. What this means, now at the time of death, when they see the signs of azab coming, now a person will want to make tawbah. So if a person has to say, okay, now in this condition, is he already in sakarat, and now he wants to repent to Allah, tawbah in that case will never be accepted. Allah says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الضَّالُّونَ, such people are the losers, such people are astray. Then Allah says, let me tell you the condition on the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, indeed those who have disbelieved, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَارٌ, and they died in the condition that they were kuffar. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ, an earth full of gold will never be accepted from any one of them, even if he were to offer it as ransom to save and protect himself from the fire of Jahannam. If this person has had to give an earth full of gold for that, Allah says, then too it will never be accepted from him. And we know there's a hadith that comes recorded in the books of hadith, that on the day of Qiyamah such a thing will happen, that a person will be brought, a kafir will be brought in front of Allah, and then this question will be posed to him, that if you have today an earth full of gold and you are now prepared to give that and to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, will you do so? You'll say, yes, of course I'll do so. Then it will be said to this kafir, in the dunya you were asked for something much, much and way easier than that, but you refuse to accept iman. Allah says, for such people, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, for them lies a painful punishment. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ, and for them there are no protectors, there are no helpers. And now we have just completed the third part of the Quran. Tomorrow we begin with the fourth part.